Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Good morning from WGN Radio in Chicago. It's 8:09. We used to ask, what are your plans for the weekend? Now it's, what are you going to watch this weekend? Dean Richards has some suggestions. Hi, Dean.
Good morning. You know, the American Film Institute started a thing this week called the AFI Movie Club, in which a very famous Hollywood notable each week will introduce a classic movie that they're showing at AFI.com. You can watch for free. This week it's Wizard of Oz, but has there ever been a time where there's no place like home means something, you know, like it did in the Wizard of Oz? There's no place but home right now.
Yeah, you said it. And there are some free features available on HBO. Does that start today?
Yeah, it started today. HBO Now and HBO Go. Both are being offered for free for until further notice, really. They haven't said when this is going to stop. But you can watch some of their classic TV shows like Sopranos and Six Feet Under and Sex and the City. A lot of the shows that we loved on HBO. In addition to all kinds of movies, they are, I think, very wisely letting people come on and watch for nothing, with the anticipation that someday this is going to be over, and they want to get used to people watching TV this way, and they're going to be launching a new series called HBO Max. It's scheduled to be released sometime in May, which will have everything that's on HBO. And that's going to be $14.99 a month, I think, something like that, about $15. So I think they're trying to get people used to using their product and negotiating how to get on and all that stuff.
And in the meantime, it seems like every day we hear about more from entertainers giving us music or comedy online. What has caught your eye lately?
Yeah, there's going to be something on Saturday night called Laugh Aid that is going to take place. This is comedians getting it together. The way we've had Broadway stars do it, the way we've had musicians do it, country music artists have done it. Last week, kind of alternative artists and pop artists got together. Saturday night, Laugh Aid is going to be on a variety of platforms, including AXS TV, AXS TV, Live X Live on Twitch, on Twitter, Comedy Central's YouTube channel, Laugh Lounge Act. It'll include people like Jim Gaffigan and Adam Sandler and Whitney Cummings, and the list is very long. Dave Attell, Eliza Schlesinger, Ray Romano, Patton Oswalt is going to be on it, Howie Mandel. Literally, the list goes on and on. And what I presume is going to happen is that they will all be at their homes, and they're all going to do, hopefully some really funny stuff. That sounds like it's going to be a fun show to watch. It's going to start at 6 o'clock Chicago time and live stream, and they're going to be asking you to donate money for emergency relief efforts. All these things are for all good causes.
And that one is Saturday night, did you say?
Yeah, Saturday night starting at 6 our time.
Talk about good causes and donating money. A couple of people in the news today have stepped up big, including Oprah.
Yeah. It was early in all of this. Our minds were blown when Ryan Reynolds and his wife, Blake Lively, gave $1 million. Dolly Parton gave $1 million. Leonardo DiCaprio became involved in an event yesterday. Oprah Winfrey steps up $10 million. How about that? For the former, Chicago queen of talk, she is designating that $1 million of those dollars will go to an organization. It's called America's Food Fund. This is the effort that Leonardo DiCaprio started with the very famous chef Jose Andre and billionaire Lauren Powell Jobs. and Apple Computers and lots of other organizations that will go specifically toward feeding people who need help right now. Oprah's other $9 million will go to individual organizations all over the country who are in need of help, who are in need of supplies, hospitals that are in need of equipment, research. $9 million is going to go a long way. I say, you know, congratulations, Oprah, for that. That is incredibly generous.
Yeah, the only thing I've heard of more than that, Jeff Bezos, $100 million to charities.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. We're talking to Dean Richards about, among other things, some online entertainment, including local theater. What's up?
Yeah, a lot of local theaters are doing productions, virtual productions, where the actors are in their own homes, and they are doing productions that they might have been doing in the theaters, or productions that have just recently closed at various theaters. I know the Goodman is putting on productions like that. Steppenwolf is putting on productions like that. The Paramount and Aurora is putting on productions like that. If you go to their websites, you can get a lot more details, because they all have lots of different things, some that are pre-recorded and some things that will be performed live, really like, you know, sort of dramatic interpretations of them, not scenery and things like that, but the actors, you know, reading scripts and kind of, you know, putting on virtual productions. Something interesting and kind of a way to support local theater, one, by watching it, but I'm sure that they would love if you made some donations, because these are some of the people who are suddenly out of work that, you know, have absolutely nothing to do, not just the actors, the technicians, the carpenters, the caterers, all the people that are, you know, part of the Chicago entertainment scene.
Sure. What's the handstand challenge? What's this all about?
The handstand challenge, which I fully expect you and Marianne to be doing when you go home today, is something that started with actor Tom Holland, who is the young man now who has taken over the Spider-Man role. This is where you stand on your head and you put a T-shirt on while you are standing on your head. Now, the way that he did it was he stood on his head, but leaned his legs, his feet up against a wall that was behind him. But it's tricky to, you know, you have the T-shirt on the floor, and you stand on your head, and then you got to figure out how to get the T-shirt on while you're standing on your head. It took Tom Holland, Spider-Man, probably about a minute and a half to do it, and then he challenged Jake Gyllenhaal to do it, who he co-starred in his last Spider-Man movie with. Gyllenhaal, you know, is quite a bit older than Tom Holland, stands on his head, puts the T-shirt on in like 15 seconds. It's completely adaptable to the whole thing. It's on YouTube. You can watch it. Then Jake Gyllenhaal issues the challenge to Ryan Reynolds, who issued a response saying, no way. He issued it to 50 Cent and to his sister Maggie Gyllenhaal. We have not heard responses. But my feeling on this is that anything that gets us to stop talking about the Tiger movie, the Tiger
Tiger King.
Yeah. I'm all for whatever it is, Tiger Beat, whatever it is.
I mean, I'm just thinking, if this goes on for a few more months, what are we going to be seeing celebrities doing online then?
That's right, right.
I can't stand on my head, first of all.
I never could. Even in my much younger days, I never could do it. Maybe with my feet balanced against the wall, I could probably do it.
I don't
but
know.
I got to think, you're upside. I mean, this guy's upside down for almost 2 minutes. I'm pretty sure I'd pass out.
You know what? I knew somebody once who maintained that by standing on your head and having that blood rush to your head a lot, that would improve hair growth.
Oh, well, now you're talking.
Just saying.
Now you're talking something I'm interested in.
Should I start Ozark? Or Ozarks, or whatever it's called, yeah, over the weekend.
Yeah, it's really good. It dropped last week. I believe it was Netflix that dropped Ozark. So yeah, the new season of that is out. There's actually the very first movie, which has not been in theaters, that is making its debut online and on demand this weekend. That is really good. It's a film that is called Never, Rarely, Sometimes Always. It stars two unknown actresses who are amazing in this movie. It's about a teenage pregnancy and how a young girl and her cousin travel from a small town to go to New York to explore the options, what the options are of having the baby, adopting, putting the baby up for adoption, or terminating the pregnancy. So, I mean, there's some heavy overtones to this. It doesn't really take a position on the controversial subject of terminating pregnancy. It lets you decide whatever you want to decide and however you feel about it. But it's very honest and forthright and extremely emotional about what young girls go through when they're young, when they're teenagers, and they become pregnant. I really like this movie a lot. Again, it's called Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always. There's a new Apple TV Plus series that's starting this weekend that I think a lot of families will enjoy, called Home After Dark. It's about a little 9-year-old girl who fancies herself a reporter. They move to a new small town, and she discovers this cold case, which has never been solved. And she kind of takes on the role of a reporter to learn the facts and kind of blow open this cold case. It's very sweet. 10 episodes, all dropping this weekend. It's directed by John Chu, who gave us Crazy Rich Asians. But it's kind of adorable. It's a murder mystery series. It's like Murder, She Wrote, but instead of with a senior citizen, now it's with a 9-year-old.
It sounds good.
It's kind of adorable. Netflix has some new classics that have come out for the month of April, including Robert De Niro's Taxi Driver. The first, second, and third Die Hard movies are on HBO, and we've mentioned that HBO Now and HBO Go are free for the time being. Amazon Prime has 23 James Bond movies running. And the movie Parasite, the one that won Best Picture this year, is going to be dropping on Hulu this coming Tuesday, if you still haven't seen it.
I've got to still try to figure out how to get Apple Plus and Disney Plus. I haven't figured out how to get that yet on my smart TV because I'm not smart, but work on it this weekend.
Don't they have, aren't there like icons, or if you can get on, can you get on the web on your smart TV?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have those particular icons though, so I got to figure out a way to get it on.
Yeah, I think if you can get the web, then you just, you kind of search it as though you're searching on a computer, and it should link you up to someplace to put it up on your TV.
Yeah, I have to consult with my teenage daughter.
Life was so much easier when we only had four channels, and they all went off at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I wonder what my mom would have done in this world. Here's a text for you, Dean. Went to Portillo's the other night, and they accidentally gave my order to someone else, but to make up for it, they gave me free cake.
Oh, nice.
I feel it was all because of Dean.
Oh, see, that's nice. That is very nice.
You had your birthday cake from Portillo's, didn't you?
I did. A friend of mine dropped off at my house a whole Portillo's chocolate cake. And like for the first couple of days, I was like, oh, this is a nice birthday treat. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to be 500 pounds by the time. It's like I still have more than a half a cake. It's like, I can't eat cake every single day, although I have so far.
Yeah.
I know I'm not supposed to.
I thought you were going to say I went out for a walk. I came in and I still had my coat on when I ate half the cake.
Yeah, no.
You didn't do that yet.
Would it be bad if I went for a walk while eating cake?
Well, burn off the calories as you consume them.
As I consume them.
Yeah, it's worth a try.
Yeah.
All right, Dean, enjoy your weekend if you can.
Sunday will be on the radio, not from the radio. You're still at the radio station, right?
Yes, I'm here, trudging on.
You are at your appointed post.
Mm-hmm.
I will be here at WGN-TV doing the show, so the potential for a lot of screw-ups will be happening on Sunday morning.
Oh, that's great.
Much more entertaining than the usual show that we put on.
That means we will make a note to listen. Give us the time so we can put it down.
Starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 to 1, Sunday morning.
All right. Must hear radio.
Listen for screw-ups.
Thanks, Dean.
See ya.
All righty.